name is Inigo Montoya.
Hello, Marion.
Indiana Jones.
Hello.
Use the force, Luke.
What you talking about, Luke?
Marsha.
What's up now?
Spider friends, go for it!
Transform and roll out.
And I'll form the head.
That's what she said.
Hey, this is Jonathan.
And this is Alan, and welcome to the Nerdy Me Podcast. Jonathan, what are we talking about today?
Well, tonight, Alan, our last show we talked about Saturday morning cartoons from the 80s, and that kind of got us onto another conversation about the commercials of the 80s. So tonight, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite commercials from the 80s.
That's fun. Hey, if we're going to compare, like, can you think of any commercials right now that kind of stand out to you?
I can think of one. It's only because I've been humming it all week.
Oh.
And it's Red Robin. Yo. Oh. So it's more of a jingle than the jingle sticks with me more than any particular commercial. Like, I can't tell you any Red Robin commercial what happened in it, but
is that still going on, that Red Robin Yum thing?
Red. Oh my God, I hope so.
Oh, that's so funny.
I don't know. The Chili's aren't doing their baby back ribs anymore, are they?
I don't think so. I only know that from The Office.
I love my baby back.
Chili's.
Oh, really?
Baby back ribs.
Well, they even did it in one of the Austin Power movies.
Oh, did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right.
It's when Fat Bastard wants to eat the baby. And he goes, I want my baby back, baby.
That's right. Oh, that was good. 80s commercials are fantastic. There's really so many good ones, too.
Yeah, and they had these catchy jingles that made you want to go out and buy whatever they were hawking, whatever they were selling. And I think it's we're not ad men. We're not quote-unquote mad men. So we can't really speak about what advertising is like nowadays. Nowadays, I just feel like it's more in your face. I mean, almost literally on computers with pop-ups. And
yeah,
you know, you can't go to a website without like another thing popping up telling you to do this or do that. But I think, you know, these jingles, we're talking 30, 40 years later, and we're still singing some of these jingles, you know. I'd like to buy the world a Coke. I mean, that's from 1972 or something like
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, so I think, and it's the age of the DVR, you know. So I honestly, except for maybe Super Bowl commercials, I can't remember the last time I purposely sat and watched a commercial. Like, sat through a commercial break, you know.
True, yeah.
Because back in the time, you know, they had us captive. Especially, you know, if we didn't have remote control TV yet, because you'd have to get up and click to turn your TV channel. So it's just like, I'll just watch the commercials.
I think the only commercials I'm actually forced to watch are probably the ones on YouTube. Because you actually have to, like, you know, you can't skip ahead. You actually have to sit through a couple seconds. But
yeah, some of them are make you sit through them. Yeah, but they're short. I mean, it doesn't bother me as much.
So do you have any commercials that really pop up in your head?
Yes. Well, the very first commercials, when we were talking about this topic and I started thinking about it, it's actually a group of commercials. And I was a kid and it's for a toy, toys, I'll say. And they just stick in my head because I thought they were so awesome and so exciting. And they made the toy come to life and the, you know, it kind of filled you with the idea of the adventure you could have if you bought these toys.
Okay.
And they were the G.I. Joe commercials.
Oh.
G.I. Joe toy commercials. Because remember, we talked about this in our G.I. Joe episode. They would begin with about 10 seconds or 15 seconds of animation. Like, they drop you right in the middle of a G.I. Joe mission.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, 15 seconds of action and showing off the new figures, the new vehicles they're going to use, and then it kind of transitions into the kids playing with the exact vehicles and the exact, you know, figures, characters that they showed in the animated part.
The scenarios look so awesome too.
They really did.
Yeah.
I just remember the one with the polar battle bear and Snow Job,
mm-hmm.
and I just remember it was so awesome, and I eventually owned the battle bear and Snow Job, so it worked on me. That definitely worked on me, and then, you know, it just as a kind of a cousin, the Transformer toys cartoons did the same thing,
right?
But they just made them dynamic and action filled, and And then I think that's obviously what drew me to the cartoon, because the cartoon came out maybe a year or two after the toys started coming out.
Right.
So it was almost like you're watching, you're like, is this a commercial for the toys? Is it a commercial for the cartoon? Or is it a commercial for the comic book? What is this?
Right.
Commercial. Whatever it is, I want it.
Give it to me.
Yep.
No, it looked good. You know, when I was thinking of the commercials, I was trying to think back, like, you know, I walked to school when I was a kid. You know, we did that back in the day. And I remember, like, we'd all meet at the corner.
Both ways.
Huh? What?
Uphill in the snow both ways.
Yeah, 20 miles. we meet down the corner. And we, you know, you meet up with your friends, and you know, automatically you'd be like, "Oh, did you see that commercial?" And then you'd freaking talk about it the whole time. But I remember there was one time. Do you remember that toy called Micro Machines?
Mm-hmm.
You're like a little tiny car. You kind of pull him back and you let him go. But what was really cool with that commercial? So there's this guy, and he would talk like a thousand words a second. Do you remember that commercial? His name was. Yeah. I looked this guy up, John Machetta Jr. And his nickname was the Motor Mouth, and he also did the voice of Blur on the Transformers. But I just remember those commercials. I don't know what the hell the guy said the whole entire commercial, but he was just talking not like as fast as a human can possibly talk, and he's blah blah blah, and can't even, you know, replicate it and stuff. But it was just such a funny commercial to me.
And yeah, he was a Guinness Book World Record holder, right?
I think he was. Or yeah, yeah.
Fastest
talker in the world and stuff. And so yeah, he did Micro Machines. And that was a whole commercial of him talking like rapid, super fast. And I don't know what he said, but it made me want to buy Micro Machines. So, Micro Machines.
Yeah, and he really, you know, I mean, he got a huge career out of that, because he would, you know, other companies would pick him up, and he just, you know, you'd see him talking fast for a hamburger joint or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wonder what the ad guy that said, you know, is, how do we sell really tiny Hot Wheels? I know, let's get a guy that talks super fast. Like, where's the connection? Where's, or maybe the connection? They just,
because fast. You know, cars go fast. Yeah. You talk fast.
Oh yeah, maybe. Or maybe they had a lot of information they had to get out in 30 seconds.
Oh, right, worked on me.
Yeah, so did you like the Micro Machines? Did you collect them?
I think I did. You know, I was trying to think back what were Micro Machines, because I was, in my head, I was confusing that with Penny Racers. Do you remember Penny Racers?
Yeah, for some reason they would go if you put a penny in their bumper.
If you put a penny in the bumper, they'd actually do like a little wheelie, because it was kind of weighted down a little bit.
Oh, yeah, so, I remember
Penny Racers. It's Micro Machines. I just, in my head, I think they're just like super tiny, tiny cars, like smaller than a Hot Wheel and stuff.
Yeah, they were definitely smaller than Hot Wheels. And
remember Penny Wrist Racer? Do you ever have a Wrist Racer? It was like they had like the Dukes of Hazzard, and it looked like a watch, but you'd house your vehicle on your wrist, and then you'd wind it up, and then you open up the hatch, and there's like a little ramp that it would run down, and the Dukes of Hazzard car with the General Lee would ride off your wrist.
Oh yeah, no, I never.
All right, I'll post it on Instagram.
I never. Yeah, tell you what though, we should do an episode on 80s toys. Because we could talk forever on this.
Oh my god, it'll be like a 5-hour episode.
80s toys that are not Transformers, G.I. Joe, He-Man, or Star Wars.
Oh, there's a lot. There's absolutely a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, you know what? Bumblebee and Cliffjumper, I always thought they looked like Penny Racers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm glad the new Bumblebee movie is going to be the Volkswagen Buggy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That makes more sense.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, what else you got?
All right. My next version, this is just, I remember, let me see, I remember the song, I don't know if it's considered a rap, but I remember the song, it's a McDonald's commercial, and it pretty much, it's the song runs down. McDonald's was famous in the 80s for making, like, these catchy jingles for your, for their products, and there's one that talks about the ingredients of a Big Mac: to all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on sesame bun, Big Mac. You know, but the one I'm talking about is the one where you kind of have like, you recite the whole menu at the time of McDonald's, and it's Ronald McDonald just kind of walking around the neighborhood, talking to the kids and singing this song to them. And I remember, I remember he got in the middle of girls double dutch jumping and they were singing the song. And it's Big Mac, filet of fish, quarter pound of french fries,
oh, that's right.
Six shakes, sundaes, and apple pies. Yep. And that was, I just remember it. All those McDonald's commercials were awesome back then. I mean, they were using Ronald and Grimace and the Hamburglar, Mayor McCheese.
Yeah, you don't see the whole crew anymore.
No, the Fry Guys. Remember the Fry Guys? Look like pom-poms, like cheerleader pom-poms.
They're all hanging out with Jeffrey Giraffe's family. They're all missing. Hey, that should be a movie. Like, where are all these other characters now?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But the Hamburglar always did was rubble, rubble, rubble. And then at some point they gave him the ability to talk, and I think ruined the character.
What was Grimace?
He's a big purple thing. I don't know what he was. But apparently he started out as like an adversary to Ronald, but they
kind of moved him
over. Yeah. Huh. And then there was Mayor McCheese. The big cheeseburger head.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, but they had what were some of their slogans? I'm loving it, right?
Oh yeah, that's a new one. Yeah.
Is that a newer one?
That's a newer one. And I think Justin Timberlake coined that phrase too.
Really?
Yeah. Or I could be wrong.
I don't know, but I remember the McDonald's course because that's the year they introduced the Happy Meal, which is just like phenomenal.
You remember the brilliance of the McDLT? It was just basically
the hot sides hot and the cool side.
It was just a burger just in two separate compartments.
Yeah, they just took a hamburger and they put the lettuce, tomato, onion, and the top on one side.
Right.
And then they just put you're doing the work for you. The thing was huge. It was like 6 inches long, the container.
Right.
It had two sides to it, and then you had to put the burger together. It's supposed to be fast food, right?
Yeah.
I wonder how many accidents that caused. And do you know who sang the song in the commercial for that one?
No.
Jason Alexander, who became, what's his name on Seinfeld?
George.
It stands, yeah.
Wait, was that, the McDLT was a song?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I don't remember that.
Dude, Google it.
Yeah, pass.
No, not Google it, YouTube it. It wasn't a catchy song.
Wow. Man, that's an obscure little trivia.
Yeah. That's another thing. Oh, my God. That's a whole other separate podcast. Different things McDonald's tried to sell you. the McDLT. I just remember the hot, the cool side. Cool.
Yeah. I actually liked it, too.
Yeah. And that was the debut of the McRib, too, the 80s. Oh, I loved it.
Oh, the McRib.
Dostique.
God.
Chicken Nuggets came out in the 80s. Oh, my God.
Did it really?
McNuggets. I'm sorry. Chicken McNuggets. McDonald's was killing it with their commercials in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, they knew what they were doing because they're just making everyone fat. Successfully, too. You remember that movie called The Founder with Michael Keaton?
Oh, that was such a good movie.
Such a good movie. I did a Hidden Gems review on that movie back in July of last year. I've yet to have a McDonald's anything since that movie.
Why?
I don't know. The guy's dead. Ray Kroc, I think the guy's name is.
Oh, you're doing that out of principle?
Yeah, just out of principle.
Did you eat McDonald's a lot before?
No. I mean, like, you know, you'd have your pick of McDonald's or Burger King and all that stuff. I mean, it was just there. It wasn't like I was not going. But I mean, I'd have a meal here and there. And then after that, I was like, screw them. I ripped off the McDonald boys.
You really did.
Majorly. Yeah. Anyway, so there's this commercial that was really fun. Back in the day, let's see, I must have been in eighth grade. My brother and I, actually more my brother, he'd have like, you know, like the Vader camera, and him and his friends would have their own like fake David Letterman show. You know, like one of his friends was actually David Letterman, and like myself, my brother's friends, they'd be cast members and stuff. And we'd have our own fake interviews and everything. We also did our own commercials. And one of the commercials that really stands out is the Polio string cheese sticks. Do you remember that one?
Wait a minute. I think I know this one.
You know Polio. This one?
Wait. Hey, Jimmy, give me a pizza with nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing?
He goes, hey, Fred, give me a pizza with extra cheese.
Not everything.
He goes, extra cheese and hold the tomato sauce. Hold the tomato sauce and hold the crust. And hold the crust. Hey, Jimmy, give me a cheese with nothing.
Nothing? Nothing?
That stupid commercial. Oh, my God. I thought it was so stupid, but it was funny. And because of that, I got my mozzarella string cheese.
Yeah, that was the introduction of cheese sticks and string cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All of a sudden, one day we're normal kids at school with our normal lunch. The next day, everybody's eating cheese.
Yeah.
Everybody's pulling apart cheese and eating it. We're like, what the heck is going on? Oh, you know what I remember?
It was brilliant.
It's not on my list, but that commercial reminds me of, you got the Mott's? I got the Mott's.
Oh, the Mott's.
Mott's applesauce. Remember that?
I do. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so we made that commercial for our own Diva Letterman show, and it was hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Who were you, Jimmy? Who did you play?
I don't think I was in that particular commercial. Oh no, you know what? We didn't do it as Polio String Cheese. We did it as bread balls. It was kind of like, "Hey, give me a sandwich and hold the meat." And hold the lettuce. And hold the tomatoes. Hey, Jimmy, give me a sandwich with nothing. Nothing?
So wait, what were you getting?
You would get a bread ball. It was just a piece of bread rolled in a ball. Oh, gosh. Anyway. Oh, that was fun. You know who was really big back then too? The Coke commercials, right? You mentioned that song, "I Like to Buy the World a Coke."
Right.
When was that? Did you say that was like in the 70s?
That was like 1970, I think. 1971, maybe.
Good Lord. They must have played that commercial forever, because I'm totally familiar with that commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they played that for a long time. And they redid it a few times too, but yeah, it was out for a while.
I mean, Coke was so big, I actually remember wearing Coke clothes, you know, like the brand Coke.
Yeah, I think 80s was the era where like you were wearing advertising started to become like fashion. Like I was going to bring this up, the Budweiser commercial with Spuds McKenzie.
Oh, yeah.
I totally had a Spuds McKenzie shirt, and I got in trouble at school. I had to take it off.
But why?
Because and it didn't. I think it had the Bud logo on it somewhere, but it wasn't huge.
Really?
It was like Spuds, like a cartoon of Spuds McKenzie surfboarding.
Right.
And just all like it's something like Party Animal, and like Spuds McKenzie on the back or something.
Right.
But it had like the little Budweiser emblem somewhere on it.
Right.
So, like, take it off, Grom. You can't wear that at school.
That's crazy. Like, I totally remember my friend wearing a shirt like that at school. We didn't get in trouble.
Well, you must have went to a more progressive school than me.
That Spuds McKenzie dog, that you're right, that commercial was huge at the time.
He was awesome.
So popular.
Yeah, he was a terrier, right?
I don't know what kind of dog he was. You're probably right. He was a terrier. But I remember he had a black eye or something.
Yeah, he looked like, what was the dog's name? Petey from...
Little Rascals.
Little Rascals, yeah. He kind of looked like Petey.
Something like that.
But yeah, Spuds McKenzie, he was just gone. Just all of a sudden, he was gone one day.
He's hanging out with Grimace, all the other guys. Yeah,
that's a great movie idea, actually.
Yeah,
get all the ad icons and find out what happened to them.
Yeah, where'd they go?
I don't know. Yeah.
And Pepsi, they tried to fight back. They had their, Michael Jackson was huge at the time, and he had that.
Oh yeah, they paid him a boatload of money.
Alfonso from Fresh Prince.
Ribeiro or something like that. Ribeiro.
Yeah, yeah, he had that. I remember he had that Pepsi commercial. Michael Jackson with, I think his brothers were there too. That was a big deal.
Yeah, it's when the Jacksons were on tour. Alfonso was doing his moves or something like that?
It was Billie Jean, but Michael's saying like Pepsi is for like a new generation. So he kind of changed the words from it and stuff.
And then there was the famous one where his hair caught on fire.
That's right. Yeah. That was a big deal, man. Michael Jackson.
That was a huge deal back then.
Uh-huh.
When his hair caught on fire.
Right.
Yeah, that was a huge deal.
Yeah. You know, back then we didn't have YouTube, so we couldn't watch it. So.
Yeah, I know.
But I did see it on the news at the time of what happened. I think there was like fireworks going off from behind him.
Yeah, he was coming up off the stage.
Yeah, and Mike had all that product in his hair and poof, like a matchstick.
Yeah, and it wasn't as bad as it was made out to seem, but
yeah,
Like, I remember there were jokes about it, like, immediately.
No. It's terrible.
I totally forgot that Cousin Carlton was that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been around for a long time.
Seriously. And you know he won Dancing with the Stars, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He was like the overall champion also.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I remember watching that particular episode, and he actually did the Carlton dance. Fresh Prince. I was like, you're kidding me. Yeah, the full one.
Yeah, it was like a huge get for Pepsi to get Michael Jackson. Like, it was big news.
Oh, huge, yeah.
That they signed him and all this other... Yeah, they had him for a while. Mm-hmm. And they go and burn his head. All right. So, I had microphone sheets on my list, too. All right, well, while we're on it, we can't pass up the probably the biggest commercial of the 80s. Well, if I say, what's the biggest commercial of the 80s, what would you say?
Jeez, I have no idea.
I got three words for you.
Go. Oh, gotcha. I know what it is. What is it? Where's the beef?
Right? Would you not say that that's probably one of the biggest, probably the biggest commercial to come out of the 80s?
It is. You know, the reason why it escaped my mind, because I knew that we were both going to say that, so I purposely left it off my list because...
Okay.
But that was a brilliant commercial. That was Wendy's, wasn't it?
Yeah, and what's brilliant about it is this, is Wendy's is saying, well, first of all, Wendy's, to this day, they have square burgers, which I don't understand. But it's basically saying, you know, you get a hamburger from McDonald's or Burger King, and you take the buns and the lettuce off, and there's, you know, like the tiny patty on there.
Right.
Wendy's, you get this nice, you know, we give you quarter pound burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just three old ladies, and what do they say? The one lady saying what? Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
And she says it a couple of times too.
Oh yeah, but it's
doesn't she? They're like going up to like the complaint department, isn't it?
Yes, that's the first one. And then there's one where she's driving and she can't see over the steering wheel. she's like screaming out the window, "Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?"
And that's the first time I remember hearing about Wendy's.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, yeah. I mean, we lived maybe an hour apart from each other. We didn't know each other, but we lived maybe an hour and a half apart from each other. But I never knew about Wendy's, and you knew about Child World. I didn't know about Child World.
I'm trying to think. When did I get introduced to Wendy's?
I don't remember ever seeing a Wendy's near me.
Or you know what's big? We had a lot of Roy Rogers around us.
Yeah, I loved their chicken was so good.
Oh, dude, the freaking sauce.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Oh, the chicken was bomb.
Oh, well, here's the thing. I mean, Wendy's was founded in 69 in Columbus, Ohio.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, you talk maybe 15 years later, we started, you know, probably started spreading.
Right.
I guess. But anyway, yeah, so that, where it did its job. I mean, not that you or I were in a position to be buying fast food. You know, we went where our parents' car took us when they drove us.
Right.
But yeah, that was like just a genius commercial.
That is the 80s iconic commercial right there. For sure.
I got on my screen as we're talking, and she just goes, "Where's the beef?"
She's just so upset.
But the thing is this, is, I mean, people were wearing it on their hats, they were wearing shirts.
Right.
They were, you know, we were saying it at school. It just took off like crazy. It's just so weird how they get kind of like, you know, we talked earlier about the Red Robin, yum, yum,
yum.
Like, people just do it.
Right.
You know, like, it was funny because this week at work, we were trying to figure out where to go for lunch. I'm like, what about Red Robin? And just, because I was even in the conversation, walked down the hall, he goes, yum. I'm like, what? So, anyway. Yeah, so Where's the Beef was huge. Huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the top of everyone's list if you think about like 80s commercials.
I would say they would say this, and probably the Big Brother one from Apple, but I gotta be honest, I don't remember that commercial.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh really? It was a Super Bowl commercial. It was introducing the Apple II, maybe, or the Apple IIe.
Okay.
And it was just it was, you know, it premiered in 84, and you know, they said it in like Big Brother time, where people are like, at their old computers typing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's this big screen with Big Brother on it talking to them, like, I don't know, saying, I don't know. And then there's this jacked up woman, like bodybuilder woman, comes running through with a sledgehammer. And she spins it around and throws that screen and breaks the screen. And that's the whole commercial.
Wow. And that's for Apple computers, you said?
It was for Apple computer. Yeah, look up Apple 1984 commercial.
I don't get it.
And you'll see, it was like, it like sent shockwaves through the advertising world. But, you know, I guess because we were kids, it probably didn't mean anything to us.
Right.
I only know it now, later, because it's always on the top on the list of, like, top Super Bowl commercials.
You're kidding.
It's a minute long, too.
Pass.
Sounds yeah, take weird. A look at it if you get a chance.
I'll do that.
It's very artsy, I guess.
You know, it's a simple commercial that for some reason really stuck in my mind. Remember that that Mean Joe Green guy, the football player?
Oh, that's a great commercial.
The Coke commercial, and he's like, it's the end of the game, and he's just, you know, kind of walking through the hallway, the kid has a Coke, right? And he offers
the
him
kid's
the Coke.
Drinking a Coke, yeah.
Yeah, and he drinks it, and he says, "Thanks a lot, kid." There's something about that commercial that was really touching, and it's like, oh, Coke is such a good thing, especially after playing a football game. I guess I need to
drink soda. What was it? He's the kid's in the tunnel. Mean Joe Green looks like he just went through war. He's all sweaty. He's taking it off his uniform. He's walking down a hallway, and
he's like limping, you know, like,
yeah, he's limping down the hallway, and he just looks exhausted. And the kid says to him, "Have a Coke." What's he saying to him? Well, first of all,
and me and Joe Green really thought he said, "Oh, you want to do a line of Coke?" Oh, sorry, it's a soda bottle.
Well, the kid, he goes, "You need any help?" And then he goes, "No." He goes, "I want you to know you're the best ever." And he goes, "Yeah, sure." And he goes, "You want my Coke?" He's like, "What?" This is the best line. "It's okay. You can have it."
That's right. "It's okay. You can have it." That's what it is.
And yeah, and Mean Joe refuses. And he goes, "Really? You can have it."
That's a great commercial.
Well, this is the best part. He downs it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, if I'm the kid, I'm like, dude, I meant a sip.
It's like, I just let it sit, man.
You're a millionaire. You drink that? You know, I had to save up my newspaper money for a week. He just chugs the whole bottle of Coke.
Hit the road.
And the kid goes, "See you around." So he starts walking out. Me and Joe finishes the bottle.
It and he goes, "Hey, kid." Right? Yeah.
I wish he threw the bottle at him. And he throws him his jersey, and the tagline is "Have a Coke and a smile." And he goes, "Thanks, Mean Joe," or what did he say?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he does. He goes, "Thanks, Mean Joe."
Have a Coke. Oh, that's cool. He throws him his jersey. That's pretty neat. That'd be funny if he threw the bottle back. Hey, recycle this. That's hilarious. Throw this in the garbage.
Yeah, kid, recycle this.
See, this is why we're not in the ad business.
The kid turns around, walks away, and goes, "Hey, kid." He turns around and gets a bottle, hits him in the head.
Well, that was good. Clunk. Kid's laying on the floor.
"You got bad hands, kid." Two hands, two hands.
Birdie's flying around his head.
Okay. But he killed that bottle. But that was a great commercial. And Coke. Dang, Coke.
Yeah. Had
bills back in the 80s, man. And then they go and do something like Nuke. See, they flew too close to the sun. They bring out, they're like, "We're unstoppable." Introduce new Coke. They'll drink what we tell them to drink. Yeah, no. Not going to happen. That was funny. Did you try new Coke when it came out?
I think I did. It tastes, if I recall, like maybe sweeter.
Yeah, I think so.
And then
so.
You went back to classic.
Well, that's when Pepsi was doing the Pepsi Challenge. Remember that?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The taste of a new generation. They made Coke. Be like, "Ah, Coke's your dad's soda. We're Pepsi. We're the cool guys on the block." That's why they got Michael.
Okay, I'm watching the video. He is downing that Coke. As he's down the Coke, The kid's walking away like, hey, you just drank my soda.
Yeah, because he walks away sad and despondent.
Because as he's downing, he actually looks disgusted. Yeah. Like, sad. Like, hey.
He's like, okay. And that's why he goes, hey, kid. And the kid turned around. And that's when the bottle should have hit his head.
All right. Oh, that was good.
New Coke. I think I tasted New Coke. I don't remember what the difference was. I was shocked at how people were picketing and stuff about that.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, yeah, there was a revolt because they wanted their old Coke back.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, very ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. New Coke.
We have to find some way to do a reenactment of that commercial now. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, I'm not getting the bottle thrown at me. So. Oh, that's so funny. All right. You brought that one up, right? All right. How about the California Raisins? Remember those guys?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It was kind of like, I don't remember. Was it a cartoon or was it like claymation?
Yeah, it was like claymation. Stop motion.
Yeah. Oh, that was brilliant also.
Yeah, they sent it to Motown and it got people to buy raisins for some reason.
I clearly remember that commercial going on like Saturday morning, you know, in between the Saturday morning cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it's part of the drive, too, to get us to eat healthy. I mean, but they became, you know, like toys, and I think they had a cartoon at one point.
Oh, yeah.
They got huge. And that's like a lot of things we're talking about. That's what happened. Like, Spuds McKenzie was on clothing. Where's the Beef? The logo was on clothing. The California Raisins had a cartoon and toys. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, but did it get you to buy raisins?
Raisinettes.
Yeah, it's like your raisins, chocolate covered raisins.
Yeah, it's fruit.
And it's like we specifically had to buy raisins from California.
Yeah, right. Everything else is subpar. Yeah. Those Jersey raisins, terrible.
California raisins are the Motown of raisins, I guess.
Yeah. It's got style.
You gotta wonder what were they thinking when they think these things up. Alright, you know what, must have been all the cocaine in the 80s, all the admin. Right. You know, if you watch Mad Men, they drank in the 60s. I guess they bumped it up to cocaine in the 80s.
I think it
helped. How about talking raisins, talking and dancing Motown raisins? That'll get them.
Genius. Yeah, well, it probably did happen that way, so.
Yeah, so probably not too far off. And the truth.
You know what was a weird commercial I thought was brilliant too was those Palmolive commercials. Remember that Lady Rosie?
I think no, was it Madge?
Oh, maybe it was Madge. Oh, you're right.
You're soaking in it.
You're right. Yeah, that's right. Was Madge working at like a nail salon or something? Is that what it was? You know, I'm confusing her with freaking the Hefty stuff. The Hefty? Paper towels.
Oh, Rosie, was she the paper towel person?
Oh, shoot, I messed up. I didn't research this one hard enough. I could have sworn it was she.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She's at a nail salon.
Oh, is a nail salon, right? She goes, oh, yeah, your hands are so soft. You're soaking in dishwashing liquid, stupid.
Yeah, that's it. That's, yeah, because she's like, what do I do to keep my hands? She's like, well, you have to change your dishwasher liquid with a Palmolive.
Right.
And she goes, Palmolive? She's like, you're soaking in it now. Whoa! I'm like, you cheap. I'm paying for this service.
Get my money back.
A hand out of dish soap.
It's so sudsy.
Oh, now who's... Wait, you said, who did you say? Oh, Rosie, right? Who was Rosie?
I'm mixing her up.
Is that the Quicker Picker Upper?
It could be, yeah.
And that was what? Was that
paper,
Hefty?
It was paper... No, well, I don't know, because I remember Hefty had its own jingle, too. It's like, Hefty, Hefty, Hefty.
Whippy, whippy. Yeah, whippy, that's garbage. Whippy, whippy,
yeah, yeah.
Bouncy, yeah. The Quicker
Picker. Oh, it was upper. Bounce. That's Rosie. What it was.
Not Bounce, Bouncy.
Oh, Bouncy, was it?
Yeah, and Rosie was a... she was on some TV show.
I don't know. Because, you know, it was really popular, too, that show Alice, also.
Yeah. Alice was, yeah, I liked Alice.
Yeah. Kiss my grits.
Yeah. Nancy Walker. played Rosie. Yeah, she would just drop paper towels into glasses of liquid and they see who could absorb what.
And the inferior product would, like, literally dissolve.
Yeah. It was onion paper.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Rosie was the quicker picker-upper. Madge was, you're soaking in it. Right. And then, of course, there's the Maytag man. The Maytag repairman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And who's the other dude? Mr. Drano? No, it wasn't Drano. Oh, yeah, was it Drano? The bald guy with the earring? Or is that Ajax?
It's Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean, that's right.
Yeah.
What a macho guy.
No, there was a Maytag repairman who was bored because he never had to repair the Maytag dishwashers. So he was bored all day.
Jesus.
And then there was Mr. Whipple. Remember Mr. Whipple?
Mr. Whipple!
What did he do?
Well, I don't know, but he also did the Dunkin' Donuts commercials, too.
Was no, the I think they're two different people.
You're kidding. He wasn't time to make the donuts?
Yeah, he wasn't.
Oh, no kidding.
Don't squeeze the Charmin. Please, don't squeeze. Ladies. How sexist. Ladies, please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's going to the... Was that a problem back in the 70s and 80s that moms were going to the supermarket and squeezing toilet paper?
I guess.
I guess. Why can't you squeeze the Charmin if it's that soft?
Yeah, what the hell? Ladies, don't squeeze the Charmin.
He said please, so he was like... No, Tommy McDonald's, I loved him.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
I thought the best was when he ran in, he was leaving and coming home at the same time.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's time to make donuts. He goes, I made the donuts.
You know, I like that guy. He had such a strong work ethic, you know? Up at 4, working, come home, like a blink of an eye, sleep, and went back to work again.
Yeah, well, he had a strong work ethic, but he was exhausted, and he didn't want to go to work. He, like, slapped the radio off the alarm.
His eye bags had eye bags. It was fantastic.
Did his wife say to him once, too? Oh, no, he would just walk out and go, time to make the donuts. Yeah.
But I made the donuts.
I made the donuts. Right. I made the donuts. They got him going through, like, rainstorms and a snowstorm.
You know what commercial really had an effect on me? Like I believed its thing was milk. There was this commercial where... I think, like, on the left side of the screen is this lady wearing a bikini or whatever. She's, like, you know, an adult. And then on the right side is this, like, 20 little kid. And he says something like, you won't recognize me now, but as I drink this milk. And he starts getting older and older, and he turns up, like, this huge guy. You remember that commercial?
Yeah.
I forgot what that was called.
Yeah, that girl was hot.
Oh, milk was, like, good for the body, I think it was called.
Yeah, it's good for the bones, like that.
Yeah.
I know it was good. It was they did a whole bunch of commercials like that. They had a girl looking in the mirror.
Yes,
like a little girl looking in the mirror talking to herself,
right? And yeah, because of that, I drank my milk.
And she's like, I'm watching. Yeah, she was the first dance, and who'll dance with me? Jeffrey Kaiser, the biggest nerd. And then an older version of her comes in the mirror and goes, cheer up, you're drinking milk. Nerds won't. You won't be bothered by nerds anymore.
Oh yeah, and then they went on doing that. The milk mustache.
The milk mustache. Got milk.
Oh, got milk. Oh, that was brilliant. Also,
I think she's complaining about her body. She's like, the only difference between me and the guys is this dress. Wow.
Times have changed.
Oh, that's funny. And then when they're adults, it's like a hot guy walks up to the adult her.
Right.
And the little girl goes, who's that? And the other girl goes, that's Jeffrey Geiser. When she was calling a nerd before. Oh, yeah, milk. Yeah, I forgot about that. Because, yeah. I mean, the got milk one was huge.
Right.
But, yeah, what was their tagline for this milk one? It does the body good, right?
It does the body good, yeah.
It does the body good.
Yeah, those were brilliant. And it wasn't, like, brand specific, right? It was just milk.
Yeah, it was like the milk council.
Mm-hmm. Drink your milk. I drank my milk. Did your dad make you drink milk?
Did he make me drink milk?
No, my dad made me drink milk before I went to bed. he'd pour three glasses, one for himself, my brother, and I, and he made us drink our milk right before we went to bed.
For strong bones?
I guess.
I mean, I like drinking milk, so they never had to make me drink, well, you know, chocolate milk. Well, not that it matters. But I bought this new coffee creamer from Coffee Mate. Okay. It's a strawberry cheesecake. You know what it tastes like?
What?
Strawberry Quick. Tastes exactly like Strawberry Quick.
Yum.
I loved Strawberry Quick.
Oh, God. Now that's kid cocaine right there.
Quick?
Yeah.
Yes. Who that Ovaltine crap? I would get so mad when my mom bought Ovaltine when it was on sale.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this nonsense? It's like
my mom didn't love you.
Remember to drink your Ovaltine? Son of a bitch.
Oh, no, but that Quick powder for chocolate milk and the strawberry stuff, that was heaven. That was
Quick
so
was good. Awesome.
Oh,
Quick
so
was
good.
So good.
You can't find that anymore, right? I think it's a syrup. Oh, do they really?
I think they still make the powder.
Oh, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
I mean, yeah. I haven't had a... I mean, you can buy the strawberry Quick in the stores.
The powder?
Quick Rabbit.
Oh, really?
You can buy strawberry milk at like the like pre-made in the bottle.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But the Quick Rabbit, Nestle Quick.
Yeah. Where is the fun?
Love
in
that. And the little powder. Did you used to use a spoon to get the top off?
Oh yeah. The pry that sucker open.
Yeah.
See, we got our exercise.
We did. Oh yeah. Man, I loved Quick.
You know, it was good that that Kool-Aid guy. He'd be breaking through the walls. It's like, oh yeah, and he's just making a ruckus.
Hey, Kool-Aid. Yeah, you have to say, hey, Kool-Aid.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Oh yeah.
What was leading up to? Were they talking about like I'm thirsty or something like that? I forgot how that starts off with. But you're right, because I remember them like.
It starts off with we have a gallon of water and a pound of sugar. What are we gonna do with this?
And right, they had to call out, hey, Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you ever sell Kool-Aid or lemonade on the sidewalk?
No.
Really?
No.
You never had a lemonade or Kool-Aid stand?
No, you know what? I lied. I did have a lemonade, and I just drank it. No, I didn't sell that stuff.
We did.
Did you?
I don't remember making any money on it, but...
Right. You just wound up drinking it.
Yeah.
It's too hot to be outside anyway. Any other commercials that...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that Sprite guy? He was like, Sprite. He was like this Jamaican guy, I think. And he'd be like,
no, he was 7-Up, dude.
Oh, was he 7-Up?
7-Up, yeah.
Yeah, it was 7-Up. And he was like, so good, or something like that.
Oh, no, he had a tagline, too. That was a commercial. 7-Up. The Uncola. Like, he had a really deep voice, right?
Oh, yeah, the Uncola, that's right. Yeah.
And then they had a cherry 7-Up where I think a young Matt LeBlanc was in it.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Cherry, what was it? Something about pink. Cool, pink is cool or something. It was like, because cherry 7-Up, the can was like pinkish. Yeah. No artificial color, no artificial flavor. Never had it, never will. Right. 7-Up.
Don't
cherry 7-Up. Let me see, cherry 7-Up.
How do you remember the commercial?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Cherry 7-Up. Cool. What's it something about pink?
I don't know.
Yeah, isn't it cool and pink? It's like a little song.
No, really?
Yeah. It's Cherry 7-Up.
Hmm.
Matt LeBlanc. He's very young in this commercial.
Well, like a teenager young?
Yeah, probably like maybe 18.
Wow.
He's out with his friends. He buys a 6-pack of Cherry 7-Up. Because that's what happens in life.
Yeah. Six packs.
The Angola.
You know, it was a catchy commercial, too. And I didn't care for the toy, but it was that stupid doll. My Buddy.
My Buddy?
Yeah.
Did you have My gosh. Buddy? My Buddy. I know the whole song for some reason. Yeah. No, I never had a My Buddy.
And there was a Kid Sister, too.
Yeah, but Kid Sister's just a
real... Oh, My Buddy. I didn't like that guy, because... That's
my buddy and me like to climb up a tree. My buddy and me are the best friends that can be. My buddy. Yep, I remember My Buddy. I think my nephew. I think we got one for my nephew.
That was totally catchy.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
I remember Cabbage Patch came out, and that's what really the girls went for.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they made My Buddy just to counteract the Cabbage Patch dolls, I think, right?
Maybe. Oh, you know what also debuted, a Twitter debut was Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, yeah. The talking bear guy.
Yeah. But he had cassettes. Yeah. He had to put a cassette in his back.
Yeah. I mean, that was like wizardry technology for its day.
Yeah, because his mouth moved up and down automatically. Teddy Ruxpin. Wow. All right. What other great commercials can we think of? Levi's. Well, remember designer jeans when they were huge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gloria Vanderbilt Shields. Was a big
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. There were Gloria Vanderbilt. There was Jordache.
Oh, yeah.
Vidal Sassoon.
Yeah.
Right. But I remember the one Brooke Shields. It was weird because Brooke Shields was like 15 at the time.
Right.
And she did a Calvin Klein ad. And she's... Is she naked up top? I don't know.
Oh.
But it was very suggestive because she's wearing the jeans. Yeah. And they were super tight. Like,
wow.
They were super tight. So she says, the tagline is "Nothing comes between me and my Calvin Kleins."
That's right. Wow.
Which is insinuating she got no panties on.
Okay.
But I'm trying to remember. No, she wasn't naked up top.
Yeah.
That was in 1980.
But she was just a kid.
She was like 15, I think.
Yeah.
16, maybe.
You know, she was a big deal because she lived in a town next over to me. We used to drive by. excuse me. We used to drive by her house. You know, and just like, oh, there's Brooke's house.
Well, she went to Princeton, right? And she dated Dean Cain in Princeton.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. But,
okay.
Yeah, they, anyway. Yeah. So, designer jeans. They were expensive, too.
Jordache. That little, yeah.
Vidal Sassoon, Jordache,
mm-hmm.
Sassoon, Sassol. Remember? Sassol.
Oh, that's funny.
Vanderbilt, yeah, Jordache. So weird. They were so tight, too. Anyway.
I guess.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, the 80s commercials, they really stuck with us. I can tell you, I could have named three commercials right now that have come out in the past maybe 2 years that were Super Bowl commercials. That's
yeah.
stuck in my memory.
You yeah, I mean? Like super, super catchy. Yeah. Not like what we just mentioned.
Ooh.
No, I can't think. You know what's funny? Like when those insurance commercials come on, sometimes they don't even make any sense. Like I don't even
yeah.
understand what the hell is going on with the commercial.
Yeah. Actually, I did like the Mayhem. The guy that's like, I'm Mayhem. I'm the guy that'll... Those are pretty good.
Oh,
but yeah, okay. Some of those commercials don't make no kind of sense.
Yeah, a lot of them are pretty bizarre.
All right. So, 80s commercials.
Fun times. And I'm sure there's a lot more still, but these just really stuck out.
Yeah. All
right, what would you say is your favorite of all the ones that we mentioned? Do you have any favorites?
My favorite that I enjoy like looking at and watching?
Or just thinking about?
I'm proud of myself for remembering the McDonald's songs. The two of them, both of them, Big Mac, Filet, Fish, Quarter Pounder, French Fries, Icy Coke, Thick Shake, Sundaes, and Apple Pie.
Yeah.
And then two all beef patties, special sauce, cheese, pickles, onions, olives, sesame bun, Big Mac.
I mean, that's brilliant. I mean, they made you recite the ingredients of a Big Mac and the whole menu of McDonald's. It's crazy. That's brilliant.
It's funny because anytime I'm trying to remember which burger goes where, I'll sing one of the songs. Like, okay, then like if I'm thinking of a Whopper, I'm like, wait, is that McDonald's or Burger King? I'll sing the song. I'm like, oh, okay. It's not in the song. It must be Burger King.
I love that Polio string cheese commercial only because of what we did with our butter balls.
I wish you'd stop saying it like that.
Butter balls. Anyway. Hey, we got some reviews on iTunes. Is that
crazy?
What? This one is from Always on the Air. Passion, Detail, Nerdtastic. It says here, Alan and Jonathan, such a great rapport. I listen to them talk about movies, comics, and toys, breaking things down from behind the scenes, story, plot, the history, sales, predictions, taking all angles. These guys know their stuff inside and out and are very entertaining to listen to. Broadcasting the nerd in them. It is nerdtastic. Oh, how cute. Thank you.
That was great. Thank you. What was it?
Always on the air.
Always on the air. Thank you very much, Always on the Air. We appreciate those kind words.
Mm-hmm. And then we have another one. Look at that. We got two, man.
What?
This is from Hal Solo.
Hal Solo.
Yeah. They say nerdtastic. These guys are so informative and funny. Love the Week in Geek and their movie discussions. I didn't grow up in the 80s, but I really enjoy the shows about that decade. Great job, guys. Thank you very much, Hal Solo.
It's nice to know we're reaching people beyond the 80s.
Yeah.
All right. And to go along down, we have some, I'd like to say gracias to some people that have favored us on Anchor. Gracias is, of course, as you know, Bangladesh knees for thank you. Ooh, screwed that one up, didn't I?
Yeah.
So let's say gracias to Joshua Peters. Gracias. Maurice Wilson, Watson. Gracias.
Mm-hmm.
Prophecy.
Ooh.
Gracias. We should ask him how many listens we're going to get. Angela Randall. Gracias. And finally, Ramira Augusto. Oh, not finally, sorry. Thank you, Ramira Augusto. And Jun Chu. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, if you like us and like what you're hearing, please favorite us on Anchor. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please, as Always on the Air and Hal Solo just did, please rate and review. Leave us a nice little review. The more reviews we get, the more exposure iTunes will give us, the more exposure we get, the more people listen to us, the more people listen to us, the more we smile.
The more we're freaking committed to this freaking show.
Too many freakings in that sentence. Yes, no, we enjoy doing for you what we did for you. And we got some really good ideas in the pipeline coming up. You can catch us on www.brothersinarmchairs.com along with our buddies' shows. There's a total of 5 shows listed up there. Something for everyone to like. Check us all out. www.brothersinarmchairs.com. Alan, can they get in touch with us or social media?
We're on Facebook, of course, Nerd and Me Podcast, Instagram, Nerd and Me, Twitter, Nerd and Me Podcast, YouTube, Nerd and Me Podcast. We're there, we're everywhere. We're everywhere.
We are everywhere.
Hey, man, that was fun. Super fun.
Yes, great time.
All right, man. Till next time.
Mean Joe. Peace.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.